Hey everyone, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Andrea, or as most people call me, Anj.
And this is Trendish.
We'll be covering relationships, faith, leadership, health, and everything in between. I'll definitely troll.
And I'll probably cry.
And we're so glad you're here to witness the whole thing.
Thanks for joining us. Let's dive in.
Hey, Jam.
I just came from a baby shower, and one of my friends, or I guess one of our friends, is a teacher, and she teaches ninth grade. And we were just talking about how, like, anybody under the age of, like, 15, if I were to see them, it would be like a, hello, greetings to you today. How are you? I feel like that's how I just, like, said hi to you.
Wait, that's how they talk to you if they're in ninth grade?
No, like, anybody under ninth grade, I would be like, greetings, hello, how are you today? Like, I don't know how to talk to
kids. You don't know how to talk to them?
Yeah. And I feel like that's how I just greeted you.
You know, I'm a kid at heart. I'm a child at heart.
You definitely are. Sometimes I'm reminded of, like, oh yeah, she is an eight and she does let that kid come out sometimes and I never know what to do about it.
She typically just freezes.
Yeah,
we have a video in the archives of me jamming out to Justin Bieber in... That is about Jamie's... Actually, they can't see you in the video. That's right. But if you were to see...
What video?
The one where I'm drumming. You know, my drum solo.
Oh, the recent one.
Yeah. Well, it feels archives to me, but yeah, I guess it was, that was like months ago.
No, that was like 3 weeks ago.
It was in January.
Yeah, you're
we're
right.
In March.
Well, yeah, I blinked and it was March.
Yeah, I know. It does feel like 3 weeks ago.
I'm going to blink and it's going to be May.
Anyway,
and
literally...
I keep doing that.
It's like I suck all the energy out of the room and then Jamie is just... stares at me.
I feel so uncomfortable in those moments. I just don't know what to do. I could literally never teach kids.
I have a lot of props for the middle school. Any teacher, I literally have props for literally a teacher in the world. But I was just telling someone the other day, like, I think I don't actually know if I could do middle school. Like, if my life depended on it, I'd be more nervous for my life having to teach middle school of all the ages. Of all the grades.
I was just having this conversation recently, but I would rather teach middle school than, like, younger. I need them to know how to read. I can help develop them to be better readers. But if they don't know how to say cat, I don't think I can teach them.
Oh, they're just so cute when they're that little, though. So innocent. Well, actually, they can be kind of vicious, too, but...
Yeah.
Still, you know, so small and innocent.
Didn't Liam just get in trouble for biting someone?
Yeah, his first time. First time bite.
I love it.
Someone tried to take his Spider-Man sticker.
He bit them? Like, where did he bite
them? And honestly, I don't know. It wasn't on the incident report. It
was
just
it
said
John
that
picked him up?
Yeah.
He didn't ask the right questions?
No, never. Never.
Sorry, John.
Sorry, but never. I was like, well, what happened? John's like, I mean, I don't know. They just, you know, said he bit him, and then they redirected him, and then that was it. And I was like, okay, but, well, why? Like, what happened? I don't know. I think he was taking someone's toy. Okay. All right, well, I see we don't know what happened. It was shocking me because, honestly, Liam, like, he has an attitude and he has some, you know, we're not all perfect, so mm-mm. I shouldn't be surprised, but the biting kind of surprised me a little bit just because he's never bit, like,
he's only probably
there's
seen
kids
it
who
there.
I think are a biter, you know, like, they just
bite
sometimes bite, like, even, like, their parents, it's just their way of getting aggression out.
Yeah.
Liam's way of getting aggression out is tantrums.
Yeah.
You've seen those.
I have.
And it's honestly more annoying than biting, in my opinion. But I was shocked by the bite because I've just never seen him. And he's never done it since. But I think he was just really mad at that kid and he really liked his Spider-Man sticker.
I mean, he wants what he wants.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we had to do some redirecting, apparently, as they call it.
I'm loving Liam these days. He knows me and, like, is happy to see me. So I'm like a kid in the candy store anytime he's around.
It helps when they start talking.
Yeah.
I mean, even as a parent.
Like, he recognizes me, and I just love it.
Yeah.
Well, that's not what we're talking about today, but thanks for that little intro. It was fun. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We are going to cover the wonderful, light, fun topic of body image. What that looks like for females, I guess males too, because... Yeah, the more I think about it, I've actually experienced a lot of, like, body issue stuff with guys I've dated.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's true.
Which I just never thought would be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I look back at my past and I'm like, yeah, almost everyone had their own story, too.
Yeah.
But I think you've had an interesting story.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love for you to kind of share a little bit of your journey through it. You want to walk us through it?
Yeah.
Great.
I feel like I'm being interviewed now.
You are. You are.
Yeah, body image is a very interesting concept. Well, I don't know that I grew up with any kind of, like, body image issues necessarily. I feel like I was aware that I was, like, thicker than my sister, you know?
Thick with a C? Two C's?
Two C's. Maybe four.
Yeah,
well, you know, like, I wasn't, like, naive.
Your sister is frail.
Yeah. I mean, she's, like, even after, like, having kids, it's like, oh, okay, that's a good, like, I don't know, 2 pounds you gained. Okay. Yeah. You look like me before I started having kids.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dying. She would die if she heard that. But
she's going to hear
this. Yeah, all to say. And my friends were pretty similar. Like, I don't know. I didn't ever feel like I was, like, fat, but I did. I knew my lane. I knew where I was. Uh-huh. On the spectrum. I knew what I thought I could get away with clothes-wise and what I couldn't. Actually, I don't think I truly, purely saw that. But anyway, it just wasn't, I don't think it was an all-consuming, never really an issue for me.
I felt thankfully, average.
Yeah, average is the good word. Like, I don't know. I was just like, I'm a person, you know.
Yeah, I wasn't scrawny. I just was like a normal person.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all normal, so that's not probably the right wording, but I felt normal. Average sized.
That's what's wrong with our society is exactly. That we're trying to use the word normal.
Yeah, just delete that. Please forgive me. This, I can't be perfect, so.
Yeah. Yeah, so no, I mean, really, not my testimony from, like, being in a young age and, you know, up through high school and stuff like that. In college, and it was kind of out of nowhere, I think it was just the time.
Mm-hmm.
Extra time on my hands or, like, being away from home, you know, stuff like that. But I started getting really into fitness in college.
Yeah.
And I think I just started, I don't know if it was being away from home or new scenery or whatever, but I think there was a lot of myself and my personality that started coming out more in college. That's where I started getting a lot more vocal. Again, we covered in past episodes, used to be really shy.
She used to be bullied.
Reserved. and a lot of that started kind of shifting in college a little bit. Still reserved. I mean, I don't know that that will ever change. Like, I'm just not going to be the person that feels like I have to walk in the room and be like, hello, I am here.
No.
Welcome
never gonna be
to the
you.
Andrea show. Like, never. Unless I'm just trying to, like, work you up.
Unless you're trolling,
right,
which you have done.
Yeah, right.
I think that's what Molly could attest to a couple times when you just come into the room and make it known that you're here to play.
So that's different. Yeah, if I'm coming in with a purpose, then I might be a little more, like,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A little out there. But, yeah, John would definitely agree with that, too. Yeah, so anyway, I think I was just exploring all of that, entering into college, and fitness just became a part of that. And it started out really organic and just good. I mean, it became part of my routine. It wasn't anything crazy or wild. And there was really no specific point. But I think something was suddenly uncovered that I became aware of that I wasn't aware of before in terms of, like, body image. I started actually paying attention to my body even. Maybe that's just part of what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started even glorifying my body, which was, like, maybe the third phase of that. And all of this kind of happened without me understanding. It just, I was living my life. I don't know. Maybe it happened in the span of, like, a year.
Mm-hmm.
But it did quickly go from just, oh, fitness, I like it, it's part of my routine, it's fun, to really becoming, like, my identity is probably a good way to explain it.
Yeah.
Especially in a campus, like, where we went to school and to college, it was, most people knew a lot of people, you know, or everyone knew each other,
yeah.
I should say. And, yeah, I just quickly became known as, like, the AC girl. I started working at our gym on campus.
Yeah.
I just think that might have been, I could be corrected from someone else, but I think that might have been just what I was known for, to the point that if I was, like, in our cafeteria and would have eaten, like, a cookie or something, people would have commented on it. Like, oh my gosh, Andra's eating a cookie? Oh my gosh, now I can eat a cookie too. I am not gonna lie, that is when I started absorbing the pressure of people around me, and I don't think I ever stopped,
like,
after that.
I still remember, like, I was actually just thinking about, like, us in the cafeteria, and, like, I remember your cheat days.
Which I felt okay with, because I was like, this is a cheat day.
I mean, it was,
but
it was crazy.
This is what started getting weird, too, is even if it was a cheat day and I was, like, eating basically whatever I wanted.
Yeah.
And we're in the cafeteria. There was still some kind of weird pressure in me that if someone were to still comment on it.
Yeah.
Molly could probably attest to this. But even my cheat days started becoming, like, secret.
Uh-huh.
Like, I, like, wouldn't, I would, like, make her go with me and we would like go out to get like ice cream, or we would like go out to eat.
Because you didn't want people commenting on it or acknowledging
it? Yeah. Yeah. It was too much. I was like, I felt this pressure. They expect this
you wanted fitness to be an example?
Image from me. I don't know where it came from. Maybe I should go back to counseling to figure that part out.
No, just leave like, it in the
we'll
past
just never stop with that. No, but I really do think that that is, I think that is an example of things that I do actually still work through today of like, oh, once I feel like people expect this of me, then I have to deliver is a good way of saying it probably. Mm-hmm. So then they were expecting this, a lot of them, man, I'm like forgetting this until now, but so many people were like asking me to like train them or like talk to them about like meals and like diets and stuff. And honestly, I loved it. I truly loved that world.
There was like a time when you wanted to be a trainer.
Yeah. I was like looking into program. I really truly loved just the world. And then, and I can't even remember what it was, but there was definitely a switch to where it was like, I don't even know if I like it anymore. It's just required of me now.
Mm-hmm.
And,
like the passion almost like died and it was just like something that you had to do and you had to like keep up with.
The passion died, but the action was there.
Yeah.
More so. Yeah. That's actually when I went fully deep dive, you know, before it was probably like a good balance, you know, maybe sometimes more on the edge of like being a little over the top about it. But the more the pressure started to feel greater, the more people seemed to acknowledge more and more how involved I was in that world or how fit I looked or commenting on, you know, like my abs or whatever it was. I literally felt like I couldn't leave the house unless I looked that way. Mm-hmm. Like I couldn't have gone swimming unless I looked that way.
Mm-hmm. It's exhausting.
Well, yeah. Like I look back and I'm like, well, no wonder why. Like I got so burned out from it. It was exhausting.
Yeah.
And it's still hard for me to look back on pictures now because I don't think about like that being a, it's unfortunate because I really truly loved that journey.
You're good at it too.
But then it got to the part of a journey I didn't
like.
And honestly, I think that's been why I've been afraid to dive back into it because I almost don't trust myself that I wouldn't go back there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So then I think I would say I got to the point a little bit, not drastically, but I really did hit more of like an eating disorder point at that point. Like, mm-hmm. not anything super crazy, but not anything super healthy either.
Yeah. Like a little obsessive.
Very obsessive, yeah. OCD kind of eating disorder, if that makes sense.
It is definitely a world where it can consume you real quickly. Like,
I would actually eat a cookie. Now, it wasn't even pressure from people. At the point where I got where I'm talking about now and like the eating disorder part, if I had eaten the cookie, I was my own pressure at that mm-hmm. point. Like, no one at the party even needed to say it. I would think for a week about how I ate the cookie and work out like an hour longer. I was at the gym like 3 hours a day, maybe I should say.
Like I have worked out with you and they're no small task people, but they work.
But
not in a healthy way.
But it was, it started out though. That's what's so crazy. I don't know. It's a lesson. It's been a lesson in my life of just like anything good can turn out to be unhealthy. If it's left unmonitored and if it becomes too much of your identity. And so I think for me, body image quickly became identity and then it quickly became toxic. I'm saying quickly. This was really a span of like 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. And so, absorbing pressure from other people and then just absorbing pressure myself brought on this kind of eating disorder, kind of, but not really, but really on the edge, very, very close to the edge of an eating disorder where, again, it was just all consuming.
Yeah.
And very guilt-ridden. On myself, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. again, at that point, there's no one who's even guilting me for it, except for sometimes pointing out if I was eating something that's very normal to eat, but that I wouldn't, a sweet potato.
Yes.
Just, so crazy looking back. Keto was the one I was on, in case people are wondering. Big keto girl, could tell you all about it, could tell you I'll probably never do it again, but.
Yeah.
Probably more to say on that later. So that was kind of the journey. And then I left college and I think the pressure became a little less from others. And as it did, I think I just got a little healthier.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like post-college, I was still working out. I mean, I was like doing that a lot, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know what switched, but I think it was just being able to work in that within myself without feeling as much pressure from other people.
Yeah. There's less eyes on you all the time.
Yeah. It was definitely that like small college, mm-hmm. all eyes made me realize, like, man, if I was famous, I would need
no thanks.
Help. I think I would need accountability. I would need something. Need to keep God really close. Uh-huh.
I think my journey, not the same, but like I still remember, like my mom's gonna die when she hears this, but like I still remember when I became bigger than my mom. My mom is tiny. Like, she's so petite. I was about to say,
that's not, like, I mean, you could have been five. It's not a fair,
yeah. I was in seventh grade. Like, I remember giving her my clothes when I hit seventh grade. And I honestly don't remember feeling, like, very insecure about that. Like, yeah. My mom still has a jean jacket that I wore in fifth grade, so it kills me. Like,
You gotta post a picture of your mom when we release this, because they need a visual.
yeah. I mean, I'll post a picture of me in the jean jacket, and then my mom in the jean jacket. From fifth grade. So I am humbled by that. It does kill me, but it's more funny than anything. But I think I'm such a, like, all or nothing person, like, in my head. Like, if I'm all I need is like 2 weeks to, like, mentally prepare, and I will do it. I will not cheat. I will do it, like, wholeheartedly with excellence. And so I think my journey, like, I just would be all in or all out. Like, I was extremely, so if I was going to work out, I was also going to eat, like, 100% yeah. clean. If I wasn't working out or if I wasn't eating healthy, it wasn't going to do the other one. Yeah. And so there were definitely times where it was, like, all I thought about. Like, I still remember this season in college where I ran 100 miles in a month, mm-hmm. and it was like...
That was, like, right before I really knew you.
Yeah. And I was running a 5K every day and rollerblading, like, 10 miles a day, and, like, 7 days a week.
How much time do we have in college? I can't imagine so even being able to do that now.
But I hear those songs, and I am instantly, like, on Riverside running, and I just, like, there was one time I almost passed out because it was, like, 100 degrees, and I just, like, was doing working out so much. Yeah. But, like, I remember when we became friends and, like, would work out sometimes, and, like, I remember you called me out in a few seasons where you were like, you're not eating enough.
Oh, like, yeah.
And I was so shocked by that.
I was so quick to tell people that.
Yeah. In my head, I was like, I'm eating so clean and I'm eating, like, the healthy foods. But it was, like, just so, like, religious.
And so small. They were, like, very, yeah. very small amounts.
Yeah. yeah. But I was in shape.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I thought I looked good, so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, I'll look back on my college pictures and always look good. Like, I don't have that regret. I was,
yeah, like, it's just funny, like, the different seasons you go through. Like, I remember the first wedding I was in, like, I was like, I've got to be in the best shape yeah. of my life. Now I'm like, oh, well, let me just throw on that later. Dress real quick. That one doesn't have a stain on it. Sure, let me wear that. So, I just don't care.
That's
as much.
So true. Oh my gosh.
Like, on the wedding. Really don't. Yeah. yeah I mean, so true. You know, which is devastating because, like, I'm not married yet, so nobody's going to care that much. They're just going to be like, yeah, let me throw on a dress. This will work. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah. But I don't feel like you were ever, that is the one probably perk to your emotions and self-awareness is, I feel like whenever you would get too far on the other, you kind of always brought yourself back to center. Like, even mm-hmm. if you were really on the one scale of, really, I would just say for you, it was working out more, mm-hmm. you know, maybe eating a little less, but, like, working out.
I just
like,
thought about it
time where you
so
only
much.
Ate rice and beans for, like, a long time.
And that wasn't
like,
even.
For months.
Yes, that was more rice like, and beans. That was more, like, spiritual, internal, as opposed to, like, for the benefit of losing weight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I remember it, though. And I just remember, I think I was still in the deep in, like, the
sometimes.
Keto world. Yeah. And I was like, Jamie, you're going to die. Like, you're just going to die. You can't live off of that.
yeah. But, what they say about, like, who you're around does make a difference. Like, yeah. I'm not really around a lot of, like, meatheads anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not calling you a meathead. But I'm just saying, like, my closest community isn't, like, a... Let's get up and run on a Saturday morning together.
Yeah.
Sometimes I would love that.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants to join my rollerblading club that hasn't started yet, let me know. But
she goes fast. She actually goes like 20 miles an hour though.
I do.
That's why I don't rollerblade with her. I have rollerblades. I can't keep up. I tried one time. And that was when I was really in shape
and
I tried.
The last time you went, you like ran over Nugget. So I think you're just scarred.
I can't go back to that.
But I guess what I'm saying is that I'm not really around it a lot. And so I don't hear about it a lot anymore. If I was, I think I would probably be a little bit more active
in that space. Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, definitely agree. And I mean, there is an element to, I just know this about myself, and I think this is what kept me so in shape in college, was like just kind of the accountability of seeing other people. Again, eventually that accountability turned into like pressure that was not healthy. Mm-hmm. But I think even now I still, even times when I am more, or I'm doing more fitness and like eating right and stuff. The eating right, I know exactly what to do. That's just a discipline thing. But yeah, to actually like work out, it does help when you have accountability. Like, yes. I know a friend and I would go and work out at the gym like every morning at 6 a.m. I can guarantee, and that was when I was like still really in shape and loving it, but
had no kids.
I'm not a 6 a.m. Neither of us have kids. Both have kids now. We don't do it anymore.
Yeah. Good.
I'm sure we would try.
Yeah.
But we were doing that, and I would literally think to myself all the time, even as much as I love working out, I would truly not be here at 6 a.m. if I knew that you were not going to be here. So, like, there's an element to, like, setting up those healthy rhythms that help. Yeah. So if you're doing that with people or in community, it's more fun at that point. And, again, kind of keeps you away from the spectrum of, like, the have to and the guilt-ridden. And so there's an element to that I really like, but
I will never forget when we were in Syracuse and we did those stupid intervals up the hill to your house. And on a very, very high hill.
I was like, we'll just go on a small run. We had done a run. We did a run.
Yes,
and then
I was
finishing on intervals up this like steep hill. I can't even explain what the hill was.
It's basically, you need stairs to get up, but there were no stairs. So we were doing sprints, and I just remember that.
I still love sprints. It's my first go through cardio. My first one.
They work.
And it's still my personality. Like, let's just do it fast, really quick, and then stop. And then, like, the long-winded, let me reserve my energy for a 10-mile run. Not me, will never be me.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't say never, but not really my speed.
Yeah.
Kind of more of, like, a interval kind of person.
Yeah. Yeah. I look back on like 8th grade, early high school, and I remember feeling like I want to be skinnier.
Yeah, for sure.
Like I want that, but then like
I'd like to fit my sister's clothes.
My current self now, late 20s, looking back at like me in 8th grade, 9th grade, and I'm like, I was tiny.
Yeah.
I would go back to that.
Oh yeah, I'll take that now.
You know, exactly. It's like that. I'll take that now. And I'm like,
that's just a life. That is
yes.
So funny.
But I feel like I'm just kind of pretty consistent. Like, I can still fit in my jeans from college. Like, I've just kind of been this size my whole life. So,
which, honestly, kind of jealous of that.
Well, it's like a blessing and a curse, because I'm really like, well, if I really did want to lose, like, 20 pounds, it's like, this is just my natural body for the most part. So, but if I cut out that sugar, I think I could get there, but
that is actually a regret of mine, and why, again, I think when I was saying earlier, like, I feel like you've always brought yourself back to center pretty quick. That probably helps with that. But after I had been as intense as I was for like 4 years, especially on keto, I discovered that when I wanted to try and do it just a balanced, healthy, in a balanced, healthy way, like, it is okay if you're not a size 0 anymore and you just go up to a size 2, like, you're actually okay. That was like devastating to me at a point in life.
Yeah. Yeah, I was.
Which is
never been that.
Unreal. Way. Yeah. I was trying to explain to Sean the other day about just like, you know, pregnancy and the clothes I'll never fit into again. And I was like, I mean, I could probably just get rid of those pants.
The
like
body
a size
you'll
2.
Never have again.
And he was like, oh, are you not a size 2 anymore?
Oh, cute.
Yeah, it's kind of cute, but I was like, Sean, I have literally not been a size 2 probably since our wedding day. And he was like, so how do sizes work? Oh my gosh, I was just LOLing so
the
hard.
Same way it works.
I was like,
you,
let me
John.
Just tell you, it's not a size 2.
But like, cute that that's what he thinks. I mean, that's, you know,
I guess,
relieving.
But it's just out of ignorance, not out of like looks, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he's aware that I'm not the size I was when we were married.
Oh
dying at that. So, and that is actually probably part two to my, that was a different kind of like body image journey.
Yeah.
But, then I don't know, a few years later, right when I thought I had my life under control, I got pregnant. Mm-hmm. And that was a different kind of body image journey that I think I had finally maybe just recovered from like 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm, well, you would know this about eights, but love being in control. So up until that point, I had full control of my body. And
you could lose the weight if you wanted to, like,
very quickly. I knew what to do. Yeah. I was probably like a size four at that point, but really comfortable and healthy with my lifestyle. Like, it was a,
it just
probably
was
the
like
healthiest place
yeah,
I've been.
Yeah, like, it was just natural. Like, it wasn't something that you, like, had to do every day, but, like, just literally was in your routine naturally.
Yeah, and fun. I mean, it wasn't 3 hours a day. Like,
yeah.
I had finally broken it down to just being balanced and healthy. And then just, like, life, you know, I did get pregnant. And I did not realize the toll that the discomfort of having no control over that would be on me. Mm-hmm. And that's actually when I started realizing, like, maybe I had a image or eating problem. Now that I'm realizing this is this hard for me. Like, mm-hmm. I think that journey was harder than the pregnancy journey for me. There's actually so many elements within that journey, but that was, that part was hard.
Yeah.
And then I was so used to being able to bounce back so quick as well, because I really did. I know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I may happen. You can know all the right things to do, but when you are, like, 2 months after delivering a baby and you have this, like, newborn that just
needs
you. I mean, literally needs you and, like, feeds off of you and you're working and... It doesn't matter if you know all the right things. Sometimes it's just hard. And I was not prepared for that. I'm like, Andrea, you are disciplined. Get your crap together. Like, you can.
Yeah.
So then, for literally no lie, it was probably a 2-year journey of just like guilt ridden. I was going so up and down and sometimes working out, sometimes I wasn't. Sometimes mm-hmm. I was eating well, sometimes I wasn't. And that was probably like the lowest in the whole journey I'd ever been. And the most guilt I ever had of myself. That I've ever had, or like in the most way I've ever been in that my whole life, not even in that season.
Mm-hmm.
And so that really beat it, and it actually didn't beat it out of me. It really exposed what I thought had kind of already healed.
Yeah.
On the body image and like the identity side, like it's really cute to say like, oh, I don't find my identity anymore because you are one size bigger in your jeans and it's like balanced. So you think like,
yeah,
I don't find it anymore. Well, go through the test of looking like you're 8-9 months pregnant. And then see if you're feeling that identity anymore.
Oops.
Mm-hmm. And so that, yeah, that was pretty exposing. And then I thought I'd be done when I was pregnant, get myself back together. And it was, that is not my testimony. Again, that's not how it happened, not how it worked out. And I could just never get there again. I could, I could never get to the point where I wanted to be there again, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I could never get to the point of wanting to be that determined and that responsible, like... It just, I was always kind of like depressed a little bit in that season two, so that probably added to it. But, mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so much that you're going through that you've never been through.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah. In a lot of areas of our life too.
Yeah.
I think the most insightful insight I had on just body image and, discipline and even the drive to care about any of that stuff really came in the last few months, actually, where I realized I had gotten in this, like, little rhythm of doing walks. Oh, because quarantine.
Yeah.
Because we were quarantined.
I love a good walk. Love it.
I didn't. I hated walks. So I was like, this is a waste of time. This mm-hmm. is a waste of my workout time. If I'm going to walk for 30 minutes, I should be doing sprints and running. Like, I definitely had that mindset.
Yeah.
Still.
You know? You have that energy.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have, at that point in my life, I didn't even have the energy, but I had the mindset still. So it was it was like, this isn't helpful for me at all. I should be... I was shitting myself a lot. I should be doing this. You know, I should be. Well, now we're in quarantine, locked up in our house. Walk's the best part of my day. Don't care if it's not productive. It is my most quiet, energizing time of my day. And somewhere along the journey of doing that literally every single day and it just being a walk made me realize that I am never going to want to get back in the kind of health style routine that I think I want to, but I just don't feel ready for yet. Until that routine comes out of self-love instead of self-hate.
Mm-hmm.
So I realized for the last 2 years, my motivation to do literally anything healthy for myself
mm-hmm.
was not because I was loving myself, it was because I was hating myself. Like, I hate the way I look, so I should go to the gym.
Yeah.
That gets really unmotivating really fast.
Sure
like,
does.
When it's... Sometimes it can produce good results, but I was really evaluating my life... which that's not healthy, that it can't produce good results. Uh-huh. In this sense, it wasn't even producing any results. It was this cycle of like, I hate myself, let me fix this thing. I can't fix this thing. I hate myself more. Now let's go back to the beginning and like start it all again. And it was truly like years of that. And yeah, it wasn't until I really started reflecting on like, why could I just start this, pick it up randomly? I can't even explain how I picked it up, just so random in college, and go and live it so long. And suddenly I'm in this, how did I get, I was basically asking myself, how did I get to this? Like, how did I get to where I am right now?
Yeah.
And I don't know what kind of revelation it came from, but it was truly this understanding of like, that first time you ever picked it up was out of love. You just loved it. Like, it was purely, you could have never done it. You could have not done it the next day. You still would have loved it. Now it's picking it up again out of like hate and self-hate.
Yeah.
And self-guilt and just all of those negative aspects that come with it. And so that has been very transformative for me, which basically told me like, I kind of hate myself, but it was still, I now have the mind, there was something I needed to understand that for the mindset to break of like, a walk is pointless.
Yeah.
My counselor would be so proud of me for saying that. But where now I'm like, I truly ask myself, what does my body need today?
Yeah.
Like, if it does not need to go and lift weights, that's okay. Maybe I really need a 45-minute walk and to just keep eating the way I know to eat. And there was just a freedom that came with it when I was truly actually loving myself and giving it my giving myself what I needed rather than hating myself into what I think I should need.
Yeah.
And what I should have.
Yeah.
And yeah, there was just a big transformation that came with that.
I love that.
Years later.
Yep.
8-year journey, pretty much. Probably just the whole story I told.
Probably gonna have some more ups and downs throughout the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Continually.
I think the only thing I've done consistently is rollerblade.
Yeah.
Like, that's just kind of my thing. It never feels like a chore.
Yeah.
And it's the thing that gives me energy, but is also a good workout. And I always kind of die in the winter when I can't do it. But then I do it again. Like, I've been rollerblading, obviously, for a couple weeks now. And it's just like, oh, yeah. This is actually so good for my mental health. Like, for me, it's, like, so much more than just, like, the physical side of it. While I still love that, but, like, the consistency and just, like, the time to just release all of the pent-up whatever, anger, frustration, just sadness, irritation, I mean, whatever it is. Like, it just, I just love doing that through rollerblading.
And that's what it should be. And I don't know what it is in our culture that tells us that that stuff should only be for fitness. But again, it took me 8 years to break the mindset that it should be.
Yeah.
And so no judgments anyone for that. Clearly I'm the poster child for it.
Yeah.
But like that is a healthy routine and a healthy lifestyle or healthy habit like that is not only to give us six-pack abs. Like, it is to keep us mentally healthy and
fun. Like, I want to do something that's
enjoyable.
Fun.
Like, yeah.
I don't only want to do obligations in my life. So I guess transitioning then to a conversation of like, what advice would you give someone that doesn't like working out, or, you know, like, where, how can we implement it into our life? Because it is a, you know, it can be beneficial. And some people just don't know where to start or have been on a journey where it's like, I'm like, because I've been there where I'm like, I'm scared to go back to working out because I know it can't overtake me. So it's like, how can you find a healthy balance of it?
I do think this self-love, like, for me, that understanding of where's my motivation coming from was the first question I had to ask myself. The first question I still have to ask myself as well is just like, what is motivating me to do this? And having an honest answer with that. But I think the second thing too is just even what you're already saying, like, find what you enjoy. Like, maybe start with a walk every day and just get it in your routine. Maybe the walks turn to runs and you find out you love, that's how like some of my friends have suddenly, they're like running 13K races or whatever they are.
That's been on my list to do, like,
it would be on
for
your
list. Years.
That's not on my list.
Years. And I've never done it. The closest I got was the 100
I'll cheer you on if you ever decide to do it.
You know, I think it's going to have to be with somebody that wants to do it with me. I'm not going to do it alone.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do it alone. If I had to do it, I would not want to do it alone.
And that's what I was going to say. Like, maybe it is, like, you going on a walk or, you know, you start lifting weights. But, like, maybe it's a community sport. Like,
yeah.
What if it's, like, ultimate frisbee or,
John's mom got into rowing. And that has become...
One of my best friends rows.
Yeah, I guess it was kind of random. It was random in the sense that all of us are saying, like, how do you pick up rollerblading? I don't know. How did I pick up... Weightlifting truly is one of my favorite things. Like, yeah. It actually is. That I do not... I'm saying it like it's a workout, but for me, weightlifting for me is what you're saying rollerblading is.
Uh-huh.
When I'm doing it in a healthy... When I have a healthy mindset, it is. But for her, it was the same thing. I don't remember how, but she just got into rowing and she loves it. Mm-hmm. I mean, like... spends like a lot of money a month on it because it's a pretty expensive habit.
You have to be like a certain height to row.
Yeah, I don't know. She's not that much taller than me though.
No, she's tall.
I don't feel like she is.
Well, I think you have to be like 5'8". I don't know. I'm
imagining
wrong.
Like 6 foot or something. Like
no.
Yeah. Okay. No. Yeah, she's probably that. Yeah, she's done it like on a team. She's mm-hmm. like done it on the water. She knows all the. I don't know. She does all the exercises for it. And I don't know what sparked that in her, but it's just another example of, like, what you love. Yoga, people have ended up picking, like, really getting into, like, I don't know what it is for you or how you find it, but I honestly want to say, like, just start trying mm-hmm. something. I know one thing I had started doing was just deciding there's a certain amount of, there's specific days in the week where this time frame was going to be to something. If it ended up just being a walk, that was fine.
Mm-hmm.
But it was almost like permission for me to, in that time, it will be filled with, like, again, like I said earlier, whatever my body needs, but also whatever I'm finding enjoyable, mm-hmm. which is kind of what I'm saying. Same thing. Mm-hmm. Same side of the same coin. Two sides of the same coin. Yeah, so I think, I don't know, that stuff can be really beneficial, just trying it out. There was a podcast I was listening to recently that was talking about how, because of the world we live in where everyone has to be an expert, no one wants to try anything unless they've started it since they were like 2 years old.
I also feel like I listened.
I feel like you would have listened to it too. So maybe it was Annie's or something. Maybe. Like, that's one we both listen to consistently without even sharing it.
They were talking about, like, soccer or something?
Yeah, it was something like that, but her point, which is so true, but she was like, oh my gosh,
these, like, six-year-olds are already, like,
yes.
Well, I'm not good enough, and I haven't been playing long enough. They're, like, six!
That's what she was talking about, yeah. And it's so true. Like, but it's, like, so true. I even, as a parent, feel the pressure of, like, I better make sure Liam knows how to kick a ball, like, right now, or he's never going to be able to.
Yeah.
And it was, and I don't know where that comes from. I don't know why that mindset is instilled into us, but I was listening to this podcast. I'm pretty sure it was Jennifer Gardner with Annie.
Yes, it was.
And she was talking about the Yes Day movie.
Yeah.
Such a brilliant idea. And she was saying that part of the whole process of whatever she was talking about on the mm-hmm. podcast involved having to, like, look stupid mm-hmm. and, like, try and, like... She was saying her kid's soccer, that's what it was.
Yeah.
She joins her kid's soccer practices or something yes. along those
well,
lines.
Well, no, I love that.
Just to learn it or yeah. something. And she's like, sure, like, I look like an idiot, but, like, you either start as an expert when you're 3
yeah.
or you just never do it. Like, that's not fair to any of us. So,
yeah
no, it's going to take some risk of looking like that, but it's so worth it.
I love that she models that for her kids. She's like, I'm starting something at 40 so that they know you can start something at whatever age you are.
Yes, she said, yep. I love that she said that.
Yeah.
That was really good. Yeah, I like that whole, we're not on what's trending yet, but I would recommend
mm-hmm.
Annie F. Downs interview Jennifer Gardner on a new movie she did called Yes, I think it's called Yes Day.
Yeah, something like that.
It's really good, but it ties a lot of the concepts in, I think, that we're talking about even too. Mm-hmm. Maybe you'll look ridiculous, maybe you have to try something new, but the benefits of doing something you enjoy that much are just so worth it.
Yeah. And like, taking it away from your... You have to be awesome today.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's where body image kind of wraps back up into all of this as well, is it's like, again, I didn't even have body image issues until that was the thing I started looking at the most,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And again, the sport of choice I kind of chose required that. Like, weightlifting, you kind of have to stare at yourself. For me, it was 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
That really created that for myself. But... I don't know. I think it just takes the focus off of you and, like, brings it into something you enjoy that you, like, find yourself loving again. And
mm-hmm.
how many of us don't need to act like a child, you know, in things we love again? I think we all need that in this season.
Yeah.
So
I guess let's talk briefly about, like, food
mm.
You are a cleanse girl.
We do cleanses a lot.
I mean, it's like every other Sunday. Yeah, I can't eat that. John and I are on a cleanse. Okay, well, just let me know the 2 weeks you're off. Like, let me put it in my calendar.
We had done, like, Whole30 almost back-to-back, so it...
And I love Whole30.
It has been my favorite, I will say. It has truly been my favorite. I've heard there are some Whole30 lovers who ended up doing it so long that they, like, made themselves allergic to... got allergic to gluten, which is so... That happened to me with keto.
I believe that, actually.
I got really allergic. Not allergic, but my body would truly, like... react to carbs of any sort, and that's why I could never go back to keto, because I was like, I can never do that to myself again. There's like a terminology for it where it's like re-carbing. I can't remember it fully now because it was so long ago I had to look into it, but it's like literally being able to teach yourself to eat like gluten or carbs again, or
I'm not that like extreme that. Honestly, I loved it more for like the cooking side of it. Like I love to cook. And
well, and if you ever did it, you truly did it for like 30 days. This person was something they did for a year, and they like loved it so much they basically stuck to Whole30 for a year and a half. So honestly, you're gonna kind of make yourself
I feel like I just
allergic
cook Whole30 adjacent, like naturally, not every day. I'm not like religious or stringent upon it,
but that's part of what doing it has provided. John and I were just talking today about how our grocery list has really never been the same since we did Whole30 in a good way. Like, again, we're not stuck to, we will eat gluten or whatever. Like, there's times we eat dairy, but there is something that changed in our grocery list after doing it. And that was just one of the most, it might have been the season I did it in, but that was truly one of the most refreshing, like, cleanses I think that we've done.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I can even explain why. It's, you really just eat whole food. Raw foods. Yeah. Like, you can't buy stuff that has, like, you know, ingredients in there that you don't understand.
Yeah.
Or the ingredients that aren't a whole food.
It's informative. Like, I didn't know that the garlic salt I had been using for years actually had sugar in it, which I cannot talk about. I can't talk about it.
Yeah.
But, like, I think the biggest benefits I saw from it were, like, I don't have a lot of acne on my face to begin with, but my face was really clear. I felt like I had a lot less brain fog. And, I mean, obviously I lost a little bit of weight, but it wasn't, like...
Yeah, it wasn't excessive. Even weight for us.
Yeah.
No.
That wasn't the goal of it. But I think I just wanted something, like... I literally go to the grocery store if I'm stressed, because I just, like, love to look at stuff. So, to be around, like, I mean, Fresh Market, and what a pleasant experience in there.
I know.
They play, like, classical music. I love it. There's only, like, 8 people in there, so you're not, like, bombarded.
The cheese section is bomb. Of course, can't eat cheese in Whole30 anyway, but... When you're just shopping, they got a great cheese section.
Yeah. So I guess what I'm saying is I love to just, like, try different ingredients and, like, different foods. And let me acknowledge, like, not everybody can afford the bougie ingredients and stuff, but there is a way to do it on a budget. And there's definitely, like, accounts and stuff that focus on it. So if you were to be interested in Whole30, there is a way to do it.
Because if you're not...
buckets of money.
Yeah, if you're not, because Jamie does make buckets of money,
I definitely do not. I'm just one person. I don't have a whole family to feed. That's the difference. Thanks. Bye.
I was gonna say, the one thing I noticed with Whole30, different to other cleanses I've done, is it does require a little planning to know what you are gonna buy, because it can get pricey, which is so unfortunate that to just eat whole foods in America is pricey.
Like, why do I have to pay $18 for a salad?
Yeah. Yes. Right. And just the right dressings and stuff like that. There's totally, you are right. There's totally ways you do not have to spend that much money on it. But the world, America in general, has kind of now targeted to like paleo, Whole30, all that stuff. So they'll want to give you the gimmicks of like, buy this dressing. You never have to put together again. There's ways to do it that do not require all that. And honestly, John and I ended up saving like $200 or $300 on our budget a month. Which
so
is
crazy.
I don't even
spend that much on my grocery budget.
Well, the way that me, John, and Liam, our 2-year-old, eat is basically like $500 a person.
Gosh, so, it's crazy. Man.
Come from a family of like eaters, I guess. So.
Well, me too.
No.
You always say that about me, but I eat a lot.
Jamie, you just talked about the Panera bread, the Panera flatbread that made you full.
Guys, just a hot take here. Panera has these new flatbread pizzas, and I don't typically eat at Panera because it's kind of lame in my opinion, and I don't think they give you a lot of food, but I was full and it was good.
They don't give you a lot of full food, and she was full, so this is just reiterating my point.
Whatever, continue. What were you talking about?
It's not a bad thing. I'm just saying I think you get full faster than I do.
I can throw down a full pizza. Not
small
Panera
one.
Not
yeah,
Panera
I was gonna
style
say a small one. Anyway, all I was saying was you can do any of that stuff affordable. So Whole30 really is something I've loved. And I think that might be why I loved it, was what you just said is I really don't know that John and I were even doing it for weight loss. And mm-hmm. truly, I don't know if we like, I don't know that it really was a weight loss kind of thing. But it was the only cleanse I've done that jump-started
yeah.
a healthy lifestyle yes. to where agreed. I remember the day it ended.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, there were some staple things I wanted to eat again, but we didn't really jump back into mm-hmm. old ways of eating, if that makes sense. Yeah. Like we had gotten on a rhythm of like cooking whole dinner and stuff. We were eating out less. And it didn't change, probably because they say it takes 21 days to break a habit, and yeah. well, 30 is
30
mm-hmm. days. So that might be why, but that was one of the ones I've really liked a lot, and it just felt wholesome.
There's imagine just that. Some really great recipes.
And there is really, that is what else we liked about it. There was yeah. another cleanse we used to do, and that was a 10-day cleanse. It was a nice boring. Little jump start, but it was like a grilled
don't
chicken
give me
and
that
rice.
Cabbage soup recipe. Don't give me that lemon juice, cayenne pepper crap. I'm not doing it.
Cabbage soup kind of sounds good to me right now.
I do like cabbage soup, but like that's like the typical cliche cleanse food. Yeah. And I'm just, okay, can we get a little more creative than that?
Yeah. Yep. And some of those cleanses are really hard to get creative on.
Because they're so
strict. Really restricting. Yeah. They're really restricting. So it would sometimes be a good like 10-day jump start. I don't know if we just want to like actually cleanse, but I would not call the Whole30 a cleanse. I would really call it like habit transformation. Yeah. The cleanses we would do for 10 days, I would call a cleanse. Like, mm-hmm. and it did cleanse us in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Whole30 kind of promoted longer term results though.
And the other thing I think, are we brand ambassadors for Whole30?
Honestly, I think we should get paid. I didn't even know we were going to talk about this.
The other thing I was going to say,
do you love it?
About it is, it almost is like a elimination diet too. So if you are someone that's experiencing like some sort of like reactionary thing yes. toward like, and you're not sure what it is, starting with the Whole30 and then reorienting like one thing, like maybe dairy into your diet and trying to see if like maybe that is the reaction. It's kind of a great like starting point to figure out what is my body experiencing through these different, I guess, categories.
That is where John finally, for the love of everything, acknowledged he's allergic to dairy. It was after we did Whole30.
Hmm.
I have told him he's been allergic to dairy since maybe the day I knew him, but he finally, I think he felt the difference, which finally made him acknowledge it. But he was like, yeah, I think I'm definitely like, I don't know if allergic, but intolerant.
Yeah.
Or whatever. He said he was going to start using lactate or something.
Oh, gosh. That's so unfortunate. Like, I am counting my blessings know. That I can still eat ice cream.
I know. I will say I didn't notice any. I guess I have no food allergies. It was just a good,
I don't care how my body reacts. I'm never giving up Jenny's ice cream from Nashville.
Well, and he won't give up dairy. That's why he's just going to buy lactate, probably.
Well, he did but marry he an did. Italian.
I know.
So, like, yeah, you are kind of cheese.
What are you
going
to do when my parents come into town? Just not eat?
Right. No.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But it also explains why he gets sick and stuff like that a lot when we do eat more in that way. So it has been really helpful for the elimination stuff too. Definitely.
Yeah.
There's other things I've done, but honestly, I feel like that's the only thing I would advocate on a platform level because it was the only thing that I don't feel like made me feel like I had to be obsessive about anything
yes,
with
that's
it.
What I was gonna
so
say.
I hesitate offering again. I could talk about keto, but the keto ambassadors would probably not like me for it. So I'm not going to.
Yeah.
DM me if you want to know more.
Yeah.
I will say this. I actually think keto is very helpful for people who need a drastic life change
mm-hmm.
and truly need to just get into a healthier habit for a short period of time. I think that it can help with that.
I'm just realizing we've gone 50 minutes and I've not talked about the one thing I do actually do consistently.
I'm just realizing that we just have gone 50 minutes. That feels like it's been 20. So, share.
Well, I got COVID last summer. And I still don't have my taste and smell the same. So it's actually devastating. Pray for me, please. But because I lost my taste and smell, what's the point of eating? There isn't one.
Okay, so, this is how Jamie and I differ.
I mean, I couldn't taste anything. Like, I literally was only eating to, like, maintain functioning. But it actually kickstarted me into, like, intermittent fasting, which I still
do. Oh my
do.
Gosh, yeah, how have we not talked
yeah,
about this?
Yeah, I don't know. But, like,
yeah,
that's something
right.
I actually do consistently and love.
I do actually like it.
I usually, stop eating after dinner, just depending on when I get home, and then I don't eat until lunch. And it, I feel like it's helped me, like, focus my energy in the right places in the mornings. And I was pretty nervous to actually stop eating breakfast because I love breakfast. And I also, like, am such a routine person that I love my morning routine to, like, make eggs or something like that. But I've just adapted.
Yep.
And I've built new routines. You feel other things. Yeah. So I have loved intermittent fasting.
I don't know if I could do it without coffee. Oh, yeah. Because coffee kind of took the place in, like, a routine kind of thing. It's like, okay, well, I'm not making breakfast, but I'll go extra bougie on how I make coffee or something. I totally agree. That is the one thing I've also done that I have loved, and it doesn't feel like, I don't know, like I'm a stickler about it. I like that you did say, though, there's not a specific time. Like, the one thing I didn't like was when, I think it was when I had first started, it was like I had to stop eating, like a hard 7 p.m. stop, and I don't think I started eating until noon or something, but it was very time orienting.
Yeah.
It got really difficult because, like, John and I wouldn't even start cooking until 7.
Yes.
And so when
I... my lifestyle.
Yeah. When I started making it just fit my lifestyle more, it became the same as you. Like, okay, well, I just will eat dinner. Mm-hmm. It eliminated snacking a lot.
Yes.
I did not realize how much snacking I did after dinner.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Or sometimes even leading up to dinner as well, especially for us because it just takes so long with Liam to get everything going. Whole30 also eliminated snack. You got no snack options unless you want to snack on celery.
Dry almonds.
Or dry almonds.
No, thanks.
But I really did love it for that. And I agree. I think it set, I feel, I had more energy.
Yeah.
I felt more alert.
Yep.
It's really weird. And sometimes I go, I ebb and flow out of it, but I really like it when I do it.
I'm definitely less strict about it on the weekends just because I usually sleep in later on the weekends. And so I want to do, I usually only do like two meals and it's like, my schedule's just different. But I think even the knowledge of, like, knowing that my body needs a break from, like, digesting. Like, it just can feed off of the energy and the food I've already given it. Like, I'm not going to die if I don't eat for a few hours. And people have different opinions about intermittent fasting, and there's a lot of different theories about it and stuff. But, yeah, it's been...
And they do recommend if you do struggle with eating disorders... maybe not do that. And that's valid. That makes sense. Again, thankfully, it's not a huge part of either of our testimonies. So it's been beneficial for us, but maybe not for anyone. The last thing I want to say... Oh, sorry. Excuse me.
Well, I was just going to make a final comment, too. So you want to go first or me?
Yeah, mine's just a fact.
Okay, go for it.
Fun fact, because we're talking about... I think it started with body image, but now we're on diet. Yeah. I don't know. Diet culture. Well, get Lauren up in here for this. This was so fascinating to me. I just recently learned that cereal, like the sugary, like Kellogg's, you know, cereal, actually coined the term breakfast is the most important meal of the day to get people to buy cereal. That didn't even come from like a research.
Yeah.
It came from cereals coining that for like kids to, for people to buy cereals for kids. Because obviously most people are going to eat cereal in the morning, you know? I found that so fascinating, probably because of other research I was already looking at in this, but I was like, I did not actually know that.
Oh, I didn't either.
So wild to me.
Yeah.
So yeah, is breakfast the most important meal of the day? Come back for part two.
TBD.
We don't know. Come back. Is breakfast really 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., or is breakfast just the first meal that you eat?
These are the questions.
Breakfast actually stands for breaking your fast. And so they say, see, this is all the crap I still know in my head from nonsense, but they actually say, so breakfast isn't a time frame of the day, it's a breaking of the longest fast in your day cycles, which is typically night to morning.
Yeah.
And so it's not even the time that you eat breakfast that's important, it's what you break your fast with, break your breakfast with, which should really only be like fruits, vegetables, you know, like there's like a grouping of foods category that they say is the most important to break your fast with. Doesn't include coffee. That's the first question I asked. I was like, oh my God, does that mean I can't drink coffee before I eat?
I'm not taking that advice.
Apparently that doesn't count. Black coffee.
That's what I drink.
Yeah, doesn't count. So, super interesting to me too. I was like, man, I think I was breaking my fast with the wrong things.
Well, we just do things because it's what we've been told.
Yeah.
Like, I've always grown up clearing my plate. Like, I eat everything on my plate still to this day.
Yeah. Oh, same.
And I just wish I didn't have that mentality of, like, I can't waste food.
I can't not.
And, yeah, so thanks, Mom and Dad. I know it was all in, you know, you meant it. You meant it well-intentioned, so...
I don't know where that came from. I mean, I don't know. My dad might have forced that on. I can adamantly remember my mom being like, they don't have to finish everything. I think she must have been scarred from that from her own childhood. Uh-huh. But I still did pick that up somewhere. It's probably just being part of a larger Italian family. But, like, I
was good.
Or maybe I just wanted to finish it. My thick girl self.
Yeah, it's not like, I feel like there are people that, like, grow up with, like, a million kids, and it was like, you get what you get, and there's no extra, so you eat it all. Like, I did not have that experience, so I don't think that was, you know, my story of why I finished everything on my plate, but I don't know. Stay tuned for part 2 to find out.
Yeah, I know. Now that we're asking all these questions, I feel like there could be a part 2 to come from this, so
and if you have,
check in.
Yeah, if you have questions about diet or, you know,
or something you'd like to add.
Yeah.
I'm really into the fun facts, in case you can't just tell, I spewed off 4 of them.
Yeah.
So.
Shoot us a message on Instagram. I would like to end with what's trending, but before we do that, I do want to say, while our story wasn't heavily on an eating disorder or a ton of unhealth, we know that some people have had that, and mm-hmm. one of our best friends, Lauren, she's been on a previous episode, is very passionate about eating disorders and works at a place here in town that's very well known for it. And so if you need resources or anything like that, we'd be happy to get you connected in the right to the right people. Or even if it's something that you're passionate about, you know, working in the future.
Or you just have your own questions about, yeah.
Yeah, your own journey. Really good. We can connect you with some of the best. So
absolutely.
Anj, what's trending in your world?
When we come here to talk about this stuff, I should be thinking, what am I going to answer to various questions we talk about? The only thing I actually am thinking
Correct.
Is, man, I have to say what's trending.
Correct. Yours should be easy.
So, LOL about that. I have a few things.
Yeah.
One is not pop culture related, but I have started 3 hours ago. I started... Costco delivery. Oh,
wow. This literally just happened. You're getting Guys, live feedback here.
Talk about food. Okay. John and I are big Costco people. I mean, I didn't even tell you our food budget, but from what I just told you, it's probably a lot.
You can kind of guess.
So we're big Costco people. Costco is a million miles away from what it feels like where we live here in Tulsa. It's literally like an afternoon project to go there. Mm-hmm. Well, Sam enlightened me on Costco delivery. Now, I had tried this before, so don't be fooled. I had gone to their website. I was like, Sam, they don't have cold things. Like, I've tried this before. They don't have chicken, blah, blah. He's like, no, I mean, we did the same day delivery. We got everything we needed. I was like, okay, but it was not, like, no, it wasn't there. I put something in my cart on regular Costco.com. You know, you have to have an account. You have to be mm-hmm, a member. Mm-hmm. Can't get away from the membership thing, but.
Yeah.
Log in, you do that. When I added something in my cart, I saw checkout or like go to or something, same day delivery. Instacart runs it.
Uh-huh.
You don't pay the Instacart fee though. I think it's because it's in your membership or something. Yeah. I don't know. Don't know. Don't care. Clicked on same day delivery. And that is what brought me to all of their food options. Chicken, frozen stuff, eggs.
Can you get like snacks. The rotisserie chicken? Like the.
You can get whatever you want.
Huh.
It's all on there. I'm really maybe overselling it, but it's all on. I mean,
we are brand ambassadors for a lot of things, people. Somebody get us a
shoot some gig. Advertisers our way, and help us get. But this is not an ad. This is, I mean, I don't say anything unless I really mean it deeply.
It's
actually
true.
Sometimes I do say nonsense that just kind of spews out, but this is not nonsense, and I do mean it deeply. I ordered our full cart of everything we order, which is a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
Jamie's seen our carts. That I would typically need from Costco. I ordered it at 9:30 a.m. I had it at 10:45 a.m. the same day. That's an hour and 15 minutes.
That means they got it all in their cart, packed it up, and got to your house in an hour and 15 minutes.
And by they, who did that? They. Not us and not me and John. Nope. They. The people who did it.
Could
I don't know who they were. No delivery fee. I don't know.
I would go for you.
I don't know how they're making money.
Can I go for you? We have the same hair color now. Like, I can pretend to be you.
My hair color's not in my... Yeah, I'm very blonde for those
like,
who don't
I
know
Like, I love going to Costco. Love it.
I'm just saying, if you are not like Jamie and you don't have all the time in the world to drive to Costco, and even if you do have time, it's just not where you want to spend your time. It is... I don't know how they make money on it. I looked all around for the fees and I just couldn't find anything. I will say the one thing was that it's recommended that you tip your delivery person. Tip them whatever the heck you pay in gas. Don't care. Like,
true.
I mean, I was like, for the time... and how much this saved us, I will tip you. And whenever you order anything online, like, I think we save money because we didn't put unnecessary things, you know, when you're shopping.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh, that looks fun.
Yeah.
Okay. That one didn't exist. So that was the longest what's trending, but I just really wanted to recommend it because I really like it.
Yeah, these early college students are really going to take you up on that.
Okay, we have more than college students.
I know.
Tell your parents, yeah. Okay? It is just a freaking dream. Okay, second thing, we know.
Yeah, we know.
We know what I'm going to say.
We know what she's going to say.
We freaking know it.
Say it.
Do I say it?
Yeah, just say it.
Justin Bieber came out with Justice. I said this to Jamie. Dua Lipa and Justin Bieber are the two artists whose albums I can almost guarantee I won't not like a song on.
Yeah.
Like, there's other albums, Love Artists, I'll probably pick, like, top three or four favorite songs. You know how it goes. Drake included. Freaking love Drake. But
love him.
Really rare I love every song on his album.
Yeah.
I don't know what Justin and Dua Lipa do, but I love every song.
They do it right.
At least on their last few albums.
Yeah.
Justin's really, really young self, maybe not so much, but...
I don't even know that album.
I know, I can't remember it.
Purpose,
but
though, I loved.
Purpose was where he really started to get into, like, okay, I think I like every song.
He had, like, Skrillex and Diplo.
Yeah.
Great.
And, I mean, Justice is the name of the album. I can't... I told Jamie, I can't even decide my favorite song yet. I go back and forth. Peaches is a vibe. I really love Peaches. I didn't at first, though, I will say. The first time I heard it, I was like, interesting, Justin. Okay, good choice.
Yeah.
Now I'm, like, jamming in my car.
I need to listen to it again.
Deserve me or deserve you? Oh, my gosh, I can't forget the name. Deserve something. I like that.
Okay. My favorite one is called Unstable, and I hate me for that.
But it is also a good song. Like, Unstable is
good. It's such a good song,
but,
like, why am I drawn to that? We can't get into it here. I'm not gonna dive into it. But I was annoyed.
Also,
but
it's just
a great song.
I'm just gonna say it's a good song. So it's fine. If you listen to MLK Interlude and MLK Interlude, and then jump right into Hold On.
Yeah.
Not saying I'm a producer or he did it wrong, but I think that's how it should have flowed.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, Hold On just hit way different.
Yeah.
Hearing that with the same. Okay, got it. Now I know what the song's about.
I felt really out of the loop. I didn't even know he was coming out with an album until somebody told me on Thursday.
I don't even have social media and I knew he was coming out with an album. Am I obsessed?
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been off social media, friends. That's a sadder what's trending in my world, but I'm getting kind of used to it now, so.
Yeah. Those are good.
Back soon. Okay, those are my, I don't know, top whatever, how many that just was, but.
Yeah.
Costco and Justin Bieber, that is about my world right now.
So I've got two. I'm gonna limit it to two. And number one, what's trending in my world is March Madness. I used to want to be in the WNBA, so basketball's my favorite sport to watch. I don't really watch it anymore because, like, what am I going to do? Turn ESPN on by myself? Probably not. So I don't really watch it a lot, but OU just beat Ohio State yesterday, and
honestly impressive.
I mean, it was so fun to watch the end, but like, I was in my bed last night going to bed thinking about basketball. I haven't done that since I was probably 12. It just felt so wholesome for me. I'm really excited for OU. And the second thing that's trending in my world is I just feel like I need to recap the Grammys just for a sec. Like, the Grammys to me is
she would have done a whole episode on this. If we could have gotten it out in time, she would have done a whole episode.
Yeah, I literally think the Grammys is my Super Bowl. I give my predictions of who I think is going to win, who I want to win.
And, like, she knows all the categories, not just the ones they show on TV. Because the ones they show on TV are only a small percentage of all the Grammys.
They really only probably show, like, 6 awards the whole night.
How many actually come out?
A lot. I don't know.
Like, over 100?
Maybe.
That's unreal.
Yeah.
I was, like, yesterday years old when I found that out, so.
Yeah, you were. But anyway, it felt good to, I just miss concerts and.
Yeah.
I might dye my hair dark again because Dua Lipa looked fantastic. And her long hair again.
She looked really good.
She looks really good.
I had just dyed my hair blonde the day before.
Yeah, you did.
And I was like, oh my god, I did a bad thing. She looks so much better dark.
She had an outfit that looked like Spice Girl, so I was like throwing back to like my childhood. I mean,
it was good.
I loved the whole night. I like making an event.
It was better than last year's.
Oh, yeah.
But last year was 2020. What?
Yeah.
I mean,
the year before that, still one of the best, where Alicia hosted.
That was good. Yeah.
But anyway.
That was good.
Those are trending. Not really anything you can, like, do about it. Like, I guess watch March Madness or It probably will be over by the time this comes out. But yeah.
All right. Until next time.
You want to try that again?
Yeah. All right. Until next time.
See ya.
Thanks for tuning in today, guys. Don't forget to like and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And let us know what you thought of today's episode by tagging us on social media. This is Trendish. We'll see you soon.